will tell you tonight from my years of teaching, and I've, you know, maybe studied about 10,000 scripts. Hollywood, the development business, is about $1 billion a year is spent in sourcing material, trying to find the right scripts, the right current news stories, historic novels to adapt, whatever. It's like herding cats at all times, and I've been in that milieu since 1989. Now, I'll tell you, here's some broad strokes that I'd like to give you tonight. This is the meta picture. The most important thing you need to know about story is there are only two basic themes. F. Scott Fitzgerald himself and Anne Rice both wrote about this. One is, the first theme is reinvention. You'll notice that in every female film, there's a Cinderella moment. That's reinvention. The American Western, which was the original action genre, it's really about anybody could come from the old world and Europe or Asia or whatever and come to the American West and reinvent yourself, and you could become, the streets were paved with gold. And of course, Avatar, paralyzed, paraplegic soldier, has the hope of a whole new life as an avatar. Of course, Susan Boyle, you know, 48 years old, that's reinvention. But the primary theme is redemption. And this is what Hollywood chases in all stories, the arc of redemption, or shall we say also anti-redemption. And that's what we'll be talking about tonight. And what has evolved over these 100 years is cinema is pure capitalism. You can spend all the money in the world on your film. You can have all the stars in it. You can get the greatest marketing campaign. But just like the audience discovered with D.W. Griffith back in 1904, it's word of mouth. The studios are paralyzed by that. If the audience doesn't come, you can't make them. It's pure democracy. And what has evolved is that what audiences want is stories of transformation. And it's really, it was Arrhenius who said in, you know, what is that? That's not even the first century, is it? It's like zero century. He said that the most important thing is the glory of God is the human fully alive. And what we're looking to do as we frame a story for cinema or TV, or any form, as we are framing it around the experience of a character experience transformation as they choose. They take an action to become fully alive, or they take an action to become the living dead. These are the cautionary tales that we are mesmerized by, like Breaking Bad and all this House of Cards or the Godfather saga.